This is Dr. Susan Pass at Clemson University. With me today is Dr. H. Lee Cheek, Chair of the Social Science Department of Bruton Parker College. Dr. Cheek is a very well-noted American political scientist, specializing in the era of John C. Calhoun and Southern history antebellum. He is the author of the book Calhoun and Popular Rule, and he teaches at Bruton Parker College in Mount Vernon, Georgia. He received his doctorate from Catholic University in political science. Welcome, Dr. Cheek. I would like to ask you a question about John C. Calhoun as an author. He is noted for two great works, The Disquisition and The Discourse. What is so great about The Disquisition, and why do some people feel that The Discourse just doesn't quite come up to that level of intellectual expertise?
That's a great question, Dr. Pass, and it's especially important for American politics and American history because America, unlike many European countries, has not produced a systematic kind of political thinker and a systematic body of political thought that we, when we think of political thinking, especially in Europe, as they have in the United States. For example, there is no real comparison before the Civil War in the United States to Rousseau or Hegel or many other people one might want to mention. Calhoun and John Adams are the two who provide systematic treatises on politics that try to explain all aspects of social and political life. Now, Jefferson, Madison, John Randolph, many others are deserve consideration, but they didn't produce systematic works on political science or the nature of government. Calhoun's Discourse is just such a work on the Constitution, where the disquisition is that on the very nature of politics. The disquisition was written first. It was not published until after Calhoun's death, as well as The Discourse, which was published as well after his death. The Disquisition, he was writing towards the end of his life. He finishes it in 1849, and he says, you know, writes to his daughter and says, you know, basically I've done. This is my view of the nature of politics and the nature of government. And in it, we have a profound theory about how government is to operate, the notion of liberty, and how liberty is related to self-restraint, and how government itself must be limited to protect liberty for the long haul. And that is a work that's fairly well known, a very theoretical, and a work that is also very challenging. On the other hand, the work that's less known is The Discourse, which was written at about the same time, but Calhoun had not been able to refine it and complete it at the time of his death. But it also appeared in 1851. And this is really a commentary on the Constitution. It is a little bit more of a more common work than The Disquisition because in America, in American constitutional law, you have commentaries on the nature of the Constitution, the nature of law, the nature of political institutions. And so that work is more commonplace. My argument is that Calhoun's theoretical work about what politics is about, how politics should work, the human nature, how human nature undergirds our whole view of politics, and in the Disquisition really should be read one in one hand and the Discourse in the other, so that you really get a full view of Calhoun's notion of politics, his notion of law, and what the American regime should be like. So these are works that belong together. The Discourse is not as well known. It's not read with the as widely as The Disquisition, but it's still a very, very important work. And I think if Americans will read Calhoun and Counter Calhoun, we will get one of the major thinkers in the American political tradition that's often neglected, often maligned for reasons that are not only unfortunate, but in many cases wrong. We had a very good gathering of folks as part of a seminar on campus watching PBS and last night and History Detectives, and we saw some of the biases that are part of the stereotypes associated with Calhoun and with American politics in some ways, and how if we look at these carefully, we can unpack them and see people and see thinkers with the vitality that they deserve to be seen. And so I think by reading the disquisition and discourse together, we have a very important set of texts in American political life.
Some people say that the genius in the disquisition was Calhoun's invention of the term concurrent majority. Some scholars are still struggling to understand that. Would you care to talk about that term and maybe why Calhoun coined it?
Well, Calhoun looked at the American constitutional tradition. He says it has this wonderful notion that power restrained is power reserved. And in the American Constitution, that we have many examples of that, where the parts, so to speak, of the constitutional order have a check on another part, not just the separation of powers that we talk about, usually in a kind of pedestrian sense, but a serious kind of mechanism, for example, that can block the action of government, make it more deliberative. And that's really what the concurrent majority is that you have more parts checking the other parts of the political system to ultimately provide, promote, encourage liberty, to encourage individual participation, to encourage the rulers to remember that they have a boss, the ruled, mm-hmm. and to protect for the long term.
Good point. Do you agree with him on this concurrent majority concept?
I do. I think it is a basis for preserving liberty, and we already have these mechanisms. Now, Calhoun is going to defend state authority as a kind of unique and inevitable representation, but power that is diffused, power that is limited, is power that's more easily to preserve and probably more beneficial to the American regime.
Thank you very much, Dr. H. Lee Cheek from Baton Rouge. We're very grateful that you could speak with us today, and we've certainly learned a lot. Thank you.
Thank you.